The heat and humidity continue to build across interior New York and New England today, with temperatures expected to rise through the 80s and into the lower 90s, especially in valley locations, by early to mid-afternoon. The heat combined with the humidity will cause heat index values to reach the mid-90s by the second half of the day. A couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms are possible in this environment, but mostly dry weather will prevail through the better part of the day and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, a couple showers and thunderstorms are again possible, but partly cloudy skies will dominate and temperatures will be on the warm side, and it will remain muggy overnight with lows back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. A cool front, currently moving through the Great Lakes, will head in our direction for tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, a trough of low pressure will initiate shower and thunderstorm activity during the early part of the afternoon in the increasingly warmer and more humid environment. Showers and thunderstorms, when combined with jet stream energy, could become strong to severe tomorrow with torrential downpours and high wind gusts. As this activity progresses to the east, it will diminish toward the evening hours, but not before temperatures reach into the upper 80s to near 90 again. As that front moves through the region on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will fire again during the day, with highs in the lower 80s. On Friday, the frontal system will track slowly off the eastern seaboard, with clouds and showers lingering, especially across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and into central and eastern New England. Slowing down the front's progress will be a tropical system, which will be situated somewhere along the eastern seaboard. If the front stalls out sooner, unsettled weather could linger into Friday afternoon for the southern half of the area. High temperatures on Friday behind the front will remain in the upper 70s to around 80. High pressure will build in, though, for the remainder of the holiday weekend, keeping it sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s and back into the middle and upper 80s with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ozarks and Ohio Valley and also into the northeast. Considerable outflow and cloud debris from overnight thunderstorms is located across parts of the lower Great Lakes and middle and upper Ohio River Valley this morning. This will have uncertain ramifications on the downstream severe weather potential for later today. However, convection should redevelop around corridors of differential heating into the afternoon. With 25 to 30 knots of effective shear combined with moisture-rich low levels and moderate to strong instability, this will allow for sustained multicells from the Ozarks to the upper Ohio Valley and parts of Pennsylvania and New York. Damaging winds and isolated severe hail will be the primary hazards into the evening. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 1, located about 95 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida. The depression has remained nearly stationary during the past few hours. A northwestward motion is expected to begin later today, followed by a turn toward the north tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone is expected to remain just offshore and move east of the east central coast of Florida during the next day or so. The system is forecast to pass east of northeastern Florida tomorrow and tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. Settlement Point Observation Site on Grand Bahama Island reported sustained winds of 37 miles per hour with gusts to 43 miles per hour earlier today. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1933, and the record low, 45, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, very warm and humid today with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s to lower 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot, and humid today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot, and humid today with highs near 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot, and humid today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun and cloud, showers and thunderstorms likely upper 80s. More showers and storms Thursday, lower 80s. Clouds and showers, especially along the coast Friday, with increasing sun from northwest to southeast during the day, upper 70s. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, lower 80s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the middle 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.